Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled Casting Your Burdens. Today's meditation was written by Utuoku Nubaudu. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast your burdens on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. I have just read from the ESV Bible. In the hustle and bustle of life, hearts laden with burdens naturally long for a place of comfort and peace. Psalm 55 verse 2 extends a profound invitation to cast our burdens upon the Lord. The act of casting implies a deliberate and conscious action, releasing the weight that we carry onto the capable shoulders of our Creator. For many, it's easier to carry the burdens of life, trying to figure out the solutions to every problem using scientific methods that one can relate with, than to hand over those issues to God that one cannot see physically. You see, dear pilgrim, the verse under consideration today is more than a promise. It's a command. God not only encourages us to cast our burdens on Him, but He also promises to sustain us. His sustaining power goes beyond mere support. It is a conscious, unwavering provision. As we entrust our concerns to Him, we find strength and endurance for the journey. The assurance that He will never permit the righteous to be moved adds a layer of security to our trust. In moments of uncertainty, when life's winds threaten to uproot us, God stands as our immovable anchor. He anchors us in righteousness, granting stability to our faith and confidence in His unchanging character. As you go into today, actively cast your worries, fears, and struggles unto the Lord. Embrace the promise that He will sustain you through every trial, and ensure that you remain steadfast and unshaken in His love and care. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, you have not yet made Jesus the Lord of your life, you cannot cast your burdens upon Him. If you wish to accept Jesus as your Lord today and be saved, let's pray this prayer together in faith. Ask the Lord to forgive you and ask Jesus to come and be the Lord and ruler of your life. Confess Jesus as Lord and repent of your sins before Him, because when He becomes the Lord of your life, all the things that you were doing that does not please Him will have to be repented of. Take out some time and pray and surrender your life to the government of Christ. After doing this, I will encourage you to visit any of our websites. You will find one of them at the end of today's devotional text. You find the link. Click on it and click on the menu item that says, Are You Saved? That will lead you to a webpage where you will find resources that will help you understand the faith and grow. You'll find a free audiobook there. Download it, listen to it. It will greatly help you. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Psalms chapter 21 to chapter 23. This Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next. Psalm 21 to Psalm 23.
Psalm 21 for the director of music, a psalm of David.
The king rejoices in your strength, Lord. How great is his joy in the victories you give! You have granted him his heart's desire, and have not withheld the request of his lips. You came to greet him with rich blessings and placed a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked you for life, and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. Through the victories you gave, his glory is great. You have bestowed on him splendor and majesty. Surely you have granted him unending blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord. Through the unfailing love of the Most High, he will not be shaken. Your hand will lay hold on all your enemies. Your right hand will seize your foes. When you appear for battle, you will burn them up as in a blazing furnace. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and his fire will consume them. You will destroy their descendants from the earth, their posterity from the human race. Though they plot evil against you and devise wicked schemes, they cannot succeed. You will make them turn their backs when you aim at them with drawn bow. Be exalted in your strength, Lord. We will sing and praise your might.
Psalm 22 for the director of music to the tune of The Dough of the Morning, a psalm of David.
My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning. My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. In you, our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were saved. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. But I am a worm, not a human being. I am scorned by everyone, despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me feel secure on my mother's breast. From birth, I was cast on you. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near and there is no one to help. Many bulls surround me. Strong bulls of Bashan encircle me. Roaring lions that tear their prey open, their mouths wide against me. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart has turned to wax. It is melted within me. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. Dogs surround me. A pack of villains encircles me. They pierce my hands and my feet. All my bones are on display. People stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. But you, Lord, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dogs. Rescue me from the mouth of the lions. Save me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel. For he has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you, I will fulfill my vows. The poor will eat and be satisfied. Those who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him, those who cannot keep themselves alive. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness, declaring to a people yet unborn, he has done it.
Psalm 23, a psalm of David.
The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.